Thursday, August 16th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Reuters reports that China announced that it would hold a round of trade talks in Washington with Undersecretary of the Treasury David Malpass. It was somewhat odd that the talks would be led by an undersecretary, but the rumblings of something going on moved the soybean market higher. Low-level talks would be a start to something, which is better than nothing. This is a long ways from being a deal, with the intention of the meeting being to try to define a path to get out of the hole that the trade war has gotten into. It is better than digging deeper. It is too early yet for optimism, but this is something to blunt the pessimism. The Chinese ministry says that the intellectual property rights are outside the scope of what they can discuss, which is one of the primary things needed to be discussed. There is also optimistic talk of a deal with Mexico coming together. Those issues are pretty well defined, particularly the sunset clause. Concessions are all that is required. I would think that Trump would like to have something that he can point to that he can tout as a success in his trade agenda before November. More details are coming out on the pending meeting between the Chinese and U.S. trade officials. The Wall Street Journal says the meeting, while announced by China, was at the request of the Treasury Department to be held August 22nd and 23rd. While this is just ahead of the next round of tariffs, the official word is that the talks are exploratory. China has been asking for some time what exactly that the Trump administration wants from them. Our trade team has been purposefully unspecific. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin is much more willing to compromise than our Lighthizer and Navarro. The president has taken a hard line, and China learned not to trust any demands or commitment not coming directly from Trump, so low-level talks will be tricky. There were low-level talks going on that were unofficial, but now they will be public. We have seen other brief moments of optimism for a breakthrough prove fleeting, and my bet would be that this one will too. China would like to hear what they could do to avoid the next round of 10-25% tariffs on $200 billion in goods. China softened the impact of the first round of tariffs with a 10% devaluation in its currency. That is not an option for $200 billion at 25%. USDA is talking about buying $50 million in fluid milk, $60 million in chicken parts, as well as some beef for consumer food programs as part of their tariff aid program. Those amounts are spits in the bucket. They reportedly would allocate $7 to $8 billion of the total $12 billion for direct payments to soybean, almond, wheat, corn, and hog producers. Everything is hearsay at this point, so reliability is in question. The largest payments should go to soybean growers. They think that the application will be on this year's soybean production, which has inherent flaws in fairness. The farmer with good weather and a record yield will get a big payment, while the farmer with either drowned-out soybeans or drought-impacted yields may get little. I would think USDA should use the crop insurance APH. That better reflects farm productivity. That would also expedite the payments because that information is available and harvest results are not. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Did you know that if you planted Syngenta seed corn implicit in the class action lawsuit, that you will not get paid nearly as much as those who didn't under the settlement? There was word of a 90% discount for those who grew MIR-162 and Event 5307 corn. Those that planted those traits are considered to be complicit with Syngenta as part of the problem. You would get less if you fed your corn too. To get the full amount, you need to say that you did not plant Syngenta traits nor fed the corn, selling all of it in the market. I am told that the payment could be a couple of cents a bushel over 5 years, which would be the same as a dime on 1 year's production. Anyone who does not file an online claim makes the pot bigger for the rest of us. A Brazilian judge recently banned use of glyphosate until further toxicology studies are completed. Does that mean that Brazilian farmers will not use glyphosate? I asked my son, who discussed it with his brother-in-law, who operates a soybean seed processing business in Brazil. Are you kidding? This is just dumb Brazilian bureaucracy. They're going to use glyphosate no matter what. They were importing Roundup-ready soybeans into the country from Argentina and using glyphosate before it was approved. They will ignore the judge and nothing will come of it. The kind of bureaucracy that they cannot ignore in Brazil is the soaring freight cost, estimated to cost the Brazilian ag sector $1.75 billion. Lean hog futures caught wind of a second African swine fever case in China. 30 hogs there reportedly died of the disease at a slaughterhouse after traveling thousands of kilometers through hog country. 8,000 hogs were reportedly culled when the first outbreak occurred. It was Smithfield Foods' parent company who owned the hogs. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.